Good morning, A10 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Kelvin Enfinger. He is the vice president, or a vice president, Green Hut Construction. He is also the state chairman for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida, and he was one of the people that was going to be on the expanded task force to review the land development code in Santa Rosa County. Whether he's going to actually be on that task force now is kind of an open question because the commissioners decided to go with two people apiece instead of having kind of this five or expanded to seven plus one for each of them. Kelvin, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Good morning. So there's been a lot of conversation over the question of whether this organization to review the LDC for a couple of particular questions leans too heavily towards the builders and the contractors and developers, or whether it's a representing the people's will or something like that. You were going to be on it, and now I guess you're not, unless somebody puts you on as their individual appointment. What's your thought about this process?
Well, I guess we'll see how it shakes out tomorrow. But Andrew, I think it's important anytime, whether a local government, state government, or federal government puts together any kind of task force or committee to review policy that affects a specific industry, that specific industry should certainly be well represented at the table. I think that we had a very well-balanced group of people with the 12. Builder industry represented 25% of that. So I think that was a good, healthy balance to give industry, a voice, a seat at the table to be able to have, input into this task force, and find some common ground. I mean, I think there's some good people that's been appointed to this task force, and I think we can all work together responsibly to figure out what's going to be good for industry and what's going to be, healthy for the community, and making sure that we're being environmentally responsible. I can tell you that our members and the majority of the builders you'll see out there are certainly environmentally responsible and want to see things done the right way. And I know there's been some things brought up about some bad actors recently. And I think if you talk to our members and even some of the members over at the HVA, they would tell you that an example of like what happened in ULAP Bayou, I don't think there's anybody that would tell you they would support that. And right. We've got to fix that. So we've got to do over, do better. But we certainly need to be well represented at this at the table of this task force.
Maybe just take a quick second, because I want to make it clear for folks. ABC and HBA, Home Builders Association, and Associated Builders and Contractors are kind of like the two halves of the construction development universe, right? What is the difference between them?
Well, Associated Builders and Contractors represents commercial contractors, subcontractors, and vendors. And so we're a national organization running about 23,000 members across the United States. That's broken down into state chapters, which I represent Florida now, and then we have five chapters in the state of Florida. And our region would be represented by North Florida out of Tallahassee. And we've got roughly about 150 members in North Florida. And those members, again, are just comprised of the commercial industry. And those members are building your hospitals, your health, your healthcare facilities, your education facilities, your shopping centers, your grocery stores, just a variety of anything that falls under the purview of commercial construction.
Okay. And then the HBA would be the other side, would be the residential construction. Is that basically the split?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. But again, when you think about the difference between residential and commercial contractors is vastly different, right, in what we do. However, it's important that we work in unison together, because when you think about commercial growth, business growth and new business opportunity coming to a county can't happen without rooftops. And so, again, it can certainly be done responsibly, but we need each other to be able to accomplish what it is we do for a living.
Yeah, that's one of the weird things about this conversation to me, because I totally understand the people who are very concerned about environmental damage, and what happened in Mulet Bayou is awful. And I understand the people who are frustrated about growth creating traffic concerns. I totally understand that. But, we all want more affordable housing. That means you're going to have to build, more housing. And we all want jobs. And that means you're going to have, businesses. And we want our kids to go to schools, and you build schools. And we want to be able to get medical service, and you guys build medical facilities. And, it's like we all benefit from the things. I go to eat at restaurants, which you built. And I live in a house that your organization, not you guys, but the HBA. But, I think of, where is the conflict here? And I'll tell you, when I'm listening to this conversation, I feel like bad builders and good builders all get lumped in together. And I also feel like people who want smart growth and people who just don't want any growth kind of get lumped together. And it feels like sometimes the loudest voices are the people who honestly don't want any growth, even if they say they just want smart growth. Am I misperceiving this?
No, you're 100% correct. And I can tell you, you know, there's a group of people in Santa Rosa County right now that's responsible for that public perception that we're all developers, all contractors, commercial contractors, residential contractors are all 100% the same. And the public's perception is that we're all evil and we're all destroying this community and we're being vilified. And that's really being headed up by one very small minority group of people that I will just say is disproportionately loud. You hit on that yesterday. I mean, it was called the pitchfork, posse, as you referred to them. And that's exactly what they are. The truth is this group of people, they're not anti-growth or anti-development. At this point, I think they're just anti-business.
We're talking to Kelvin Enfinger. He is the state chairman for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida and a vice president at Green HUD. Hang on for just a second, Kelvin. Let's get a traffic on the fives with PJ. PJ?
There is a vehicle crash with a roadblock at Pensacola Boulevard and West Devane Street. And then shortly after that, there's also another vehicle crash with injuries at Pensacola Boulevard right near Broad Street. Those two accidents kind of on top of each other. Traffic's getting a little bit heavier as a result of that. And then scrolling over to Milton, Avalon Boulevard, and San Pablo Street, there is a vehicle crash and right lane is blocked. I'm PJ with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Kelvin Enfinger. Kelvin, one of the things, and I, by the way, I kind of agreed from the beginning that I thought that a quarter to a third of a panel like this that is trying to regulate an industry, if the quarter to a third of that panel is from that industry, that only makes sense. You know, to me, that makes sense. I want them to have a seat at the table. Otherwise, it'll be war afterwards and they're probably going to propose things that aren't really going to, you know, function effectively. So I want you guys in this process. But let's look at the other side. What are some of the reforms that you think really are necessary? I know Chairman Smith keeps talking about, you know, give me enforceable things. You know, you agree, I assume, that getting people to stop doing illegal runoff, unpermitted discharges, muddying up the, you know, clear cutting without any thought of the future. I mean, these are bad things, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that, you know, when you get into this, what we want to take a look at is how we can strengthen, you know, our environmental protection measures in the county. There's some counties that we can take a look at that are 100% doing it right. There's some that take it to the extreme, that overregulate and make it difficult on contractors. And that's not what we want either. We just want a fair, balanced approach to take a look at this and figure out what can we do from a clearing standpoint that's maybe phased to help prevent, you know, some of this, you know, unmitigated erosion that's happening, like what we saw in ULAP. But again, that's a spinoff. That's a one-time situation that happened from a bad actor. So that's not a true representation of the construction community. But again, I think, you know, what we want to do is come to the table and have some valuable input from an industry perspective, and potentially, you know, show these. I've got a lot of experience from working, you know, throughout the Southeast, so I've seen how environmental regulations work in other states and other counties, and I think it's important that we just look at areas that's doing it right, and, you know, we don't need to go reinvent the wheel, but we can just take a look at those areas that have gotten it right, and we can play off of that a little bit.
The perception slash allegation, stated or not stated, implied, is that builders and contractors and home builders want to stymie anything that the citizens are going to ask for. Obviously, anything that they're going to ask for is going to cost money to somebody, whether it's built into the end price to the consumer or whether you guys take a loss in profit or it takes longer, that's cost too. As a community of builders, are you guys willing to accept that it might cost some money to do some of these reforms and you're willing to do that for the sake of the community?
Any time we look at any kind of policy reform in our industry, it ultimately costs money. It costs someone money, whether it's us or it's the end user. I think there's a healthy balance that we can come to the table, we can talk through this, and we can find some kind of middle ground of what makes sense. And quite frankly, I think there's some things that we can correct in this county that'll fix some of these issues that are policies that are already in place. So I think we just have to look more at the enforcement, and then we have to look closer at the bad actors. But certainly coming to the table with the understanding that there's going to have to be some give and take.
Yeah, and I, I certainly, you know, I still kind of hold out hope that maybe we can have a better mix and include you and the HBA in the panel. That, you know, you never know what they're going to do tomorrow. But at the very least, I assume you guys are going to be there for the conversation and have your input and try to, you know, guide it, even if it's from the audience rather than from the dais, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I hope tomorrow's decision is based on, you know, what's best for this community, what's best for our industry to have representation, and that tomorrow's decision isn't based off of political persuasion, because I think what we saw happen, you know, earlier this week with taking the task force from 12 to 10 was nothing but a maneuver that was just based off of political pressure from a small minority group of people that are just simply anti-growth. They stand against growth. They stand against business. And I tell you, as a community, we need to be careful about that, because we've got a great thing going. We've got five, you know, commissioners that are working really well together. It's great to see the refreshment of all the arguing and the fuss and fighting that just died off from that board. You know, and that's mainly in part because we got rid of one circus last November that helped greatly in that process. But my concern is now there's another circus, and that's the Pitchfork Posse that has gotten a bigger tent since the other circus left town, and now they're screaming from the rooftops that, you know, we're just making bad decisions and we're moving the county forward in the wrong direction. That's just absolutely not true. I mean, we've got a wonderful thing going with our economic development department. We're seeing job growth. I want my kids and my grandkids to have a better opportunity in this community when they grow up, be able to stay here and have a job and, you know, not have to go seek gainful employment somewhere else in the state or in the country. So I think we need to be careful when we look at these people. And I think the business community needs to come together and make a point that the people that go up there and say we the people or the citizens people is simply not a correct representation of what Santa Rosa County wants as a whole.
Yeah, the loudest is not necessarily the representative, unfortunately. Kelvin Engfinger, he is the Vice President of Green Hunt Construction. He is the current state chairman for the Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida. Kelvin, I appreciate there being restaurants and shops and malls and schools and hospitals and homes, you know, to live in. So I appreciate what you guys do as developers and contractors. And I think we can do better, but I'm glad to hear that you guys are eager to do better as well. Even if it means some loss of money somewhere along the line, that's kind of the spirit that we're all in for the future of it. Kelvin, thanks for the time and thanks for what you do. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Andrew.